نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، يعني صاحب الضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a guardian over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Meaning everyone who practices this straying is in the fire. Tonight is the purification of the souls class, Tazkiyatun Nufus, and we were with the book Riyad al-Salihin, or Gardens of the Righteous, by Imam al-Nawwi rahimahullah, and we were with the book of those affairs that have been prohibited in order to stay away from that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited in order to purify ourselves from those things. However, today I had two reminders. And I thought that I would change the class from our normal, or where we were in this book, Riyad al-Salihin, or Gardens of the Righteous by Imam al-Nawawi, and to reflect on three things that came to me today. And I hope that we find this also as a way to purify ourselves and the successes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right after Fajr this morning, a brother, he came to me and he told me that he had a dream. And he said in the dream that he saw his brother who had passed a year ago. And he said he didn't even realize that that night or that day, that it was the day of 1 year anniversary of the death of his brother. And then the brother, he went on to tell me that he saw his brother in the place that he saw his brother in. And we want to keep it impersonal, inshallah ta'ala, as the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted us to tell the dreams to those who we love. But there's some benefit in it, and so long as the person, inshallah ta'ala, the people don't know whose dream it is, it will be okay, inshallah ta'ala. He saw the brother in the place that he saw. And his brother walked in and said, "Are you ready to join me?" And he knew that his brother was dead, and he was surprised to see his brother walk in that place. And when his brother said, "Are you ready to join me?" he wanted to say, "La ilaha illallah." But nothing could come to his tongue except the statement, "A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim." And then he said he just fell out after that. Fell out and died after that. And this was my first reminder this morning of this issue of death, that sometimes we don't think about it at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows best the interpretations of the dreams. But what had come to me is that when the brother was saying, "Are you ready?" or "Come with me," how many of us are ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now? And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can call us back anytime He wants. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us back all of a sudden, is our iman and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the level that we would love to die on, that would be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are our deeds to the level of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon? Are we ready to die on this statement, "La ilaha illallah"? We don't think about it too often, but we should. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in more than one verse in the Quran, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every soul will taste death. And all of us are aware of that, but sometimes we need to be more aware. And I just wanted to remind myself and the brothers, inshallah ta'ala, as I was reminded today three times, really four times, about this issue of death that I overlook and someone else overlooks. And if we were to ask ourselves, what are you going to do tomorrow? We have our day already planned out, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed us tomorrow. And we live our lives even farther than that. Next week, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going such and such. The week after that, we're going to there. After that, inshallah, it'll be Ramadan. I think we'll make a Umrah. After Ramadan, inshallah, we'll be looking for our conferences until the Hajj season comes. We'll make the Hajj. We have our whole life planned as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to die when we like and to live when we like. And this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not in the hands of any one of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can take us at any time He wants. So we should begin to reflect. As some of the ulama, they used to say, the mentioning of the word death is sufficient as a reminder. It is sufficient as advice. It is sufficient as an exhortation. It is sufficient as a khutbah. Just to say death should be a khutbah in itself. Because when we think of this death and meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's enough to trigger us to start thinking about our lives. What we did in the past. Was it pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness? Do we need to repent to Allah? And we do. واستغفر الله واتوب اليه. And how are we going to increase our good deeds if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with tomorrow? Are we going to increase our sadaqah? Are we going to increase our fasting? Are we going to increase our salah? Are we going to increase our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which Allah has us to believe in from the affairs of the unseen? Crossing over the bridge, drinking from the hawl of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the hellfire and what's in it, Jannah and what's in it, to increase our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we meet Allah, we will be prepared. I got a phone call shortly after that at my house from a brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide him on this deen of Islam, to allow him to die on Islam and the rest of us. He called me and I hadn't spoken to him in a while. And we were just talking about some, as he lives in another city, we were talking about some of the recent khutbahs, as someone brings him the khutbah regularly, because the brother is kind of sickly. He told me, Abu Muslima, listen, tell the people, remind yourself and remind the people that every time they put on their fine clothes and they think about the nice clothes that they want to buy, tell them to think about that white piece of cloth they're going to be buried in. Tell them to think about buying that. Tell them to think about wearing that. Do we think about wearing that white piece of cloth when we're going to be dead and the people shroud us? Does it ever come to our mind that we're going to wear that piece of white cloth? And we all know that we're going to wear it. And sometimes we should remind ourselves that we're going to wear it so that we can live our lives in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how can you have it on your mind that you're going to be buried in that white cloth and you don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, tell the people, when they buy their nice houses and they're fixing up their nice apartments and they're thinking about moving to a bigger place, tell them to think about that little grave that they're going to be buried in. Tell them to think about it. Tell them to think about their final abode. Is it going to be a spacious house in Jannah, or is it going to be torment in the hellfire? Where will our resting place be? And do we ever think about that? Or do we only think of where we're going to lay our heads in this dunya, and not where we're going to lay our heads in the hereafter? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows us in many verses in the Quran, if we believe and we do righteous deeds, then we will rest our heads in Jannah and enjoyment, inshaAllah ta'ala, and we ask Allah for Jannah. And if we disbelieve in Allah and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that we're disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our abode could be the hellfire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fire. He said to tell the people when they eat their food, and we know that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. As Americans, we have the finest food in the world. As America oppresses the rest of the world to get the best food here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us to allow us to enjoy the finest foods. When we go to the supermarket, you can drink any type of juice you want to. Fruits we've never seen, you drink the juice of. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We go to the halal shop to buy our meat, and the selection is just unbelievable. And I reflect on this sometime. I was telling the brother, in Arabia, you know, they used to just hang the meat. They slaughter the animal, take off the skin, and hang the whole animal. And you tell them how many pounds you want, they just cut it off, give it to you. I couldn't even tell them, you know, cut us some roast beef, cut us some steak, make us some sausage. Just a straight animal, they cut it off and give it to you. And here we don't understand that. We go, give me chicken wings. No, I want the breast. I don't want the skin. Keep the skin. I want a whole chicken. Save the feet. Cut off the feet. I don't like neck. Give me neck bones. Can I have a bag of liver? He said, when they think about all of this, let them think about the day when they're going to be food for the insects and the worms in the ground. He said, let them remind them of this day when this is going to be our abode. And then in Maghrib Salah, which is the third mentioning, I was reading from Surah Al-Fajr in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in that surah, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّى لَهُ الذِّكْرَى يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, the hellfire will be presented right in front of you.
And on that day, everyone will remember. But how would his remembrance benefit him? He's going to say, if I had only did something when I was living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is to me one of the most frightening ayahs in the Quran. If you just try to imagine that day when the hellfire will be brought right in front of your eyes and you see the pit of fire, you're going to remember that fire is for the disobedient to Allah. And the obedient aren't going to go in that fire. On that day we're going to remember. But how will the remembrance benefit us? When the fire is there and you're dead and it's over with, and there's no chance to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would remembering, I should have, if only, and this is all that you can say. He will say, if only I would have done some deeds when I was living. Are we going to wait for the day where we will remember and the remembrance won't benefit us? Or are we going to remember why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this life? And we're going to remember death can come to any one of us at any time. And that we should be preparing for it every day. And that the best preparation is fear of Allah. The best preparation is taqwallah. And fear of Allah is to do what Allah says. And to stay away from what Allah prohibits. This is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah says do, you do. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says don't, you don't. And this is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the best thing to help us after our death. So that we're not among the people who said, if only I would have did something when I was living. And then as we heard after the Salatul Isha, that one of our brothers, Bilal Muhammad, rahimahullah, may Allah show his mercy on him, and enter him into Jannatul Firdausul A'la, and enter him into the highest level of Jannah. We heard the brother read some of his will to the believers. And it forces us to think and to remember death. As the brother, he couldn't read his own will to us today. And we remember him yesterday. But someone has to read his will today. He can't speak for himself anymore. He can't do anything for himself anymore. What he's done is going to benefit him, inshallah ta'ala. Because he died as a believer, alhamdulillah. And if he could have died other than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made him among the people of the hellfire who die in disbelief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This issue of death, we have to think about it sometimes because it's real. And tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll see, and it'll be a reminder. And I know it's a reminder to me, as I had lived the majority of my days in Islam, in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the issue of death was so common that it ceased being a reminder. At every salah afterwards, we would make the Salatul Janazah, or the Salat for the dead person. And it would be so frequent that it was like a normal routine. You make your Salat, make a little dhikr, stand up and make Salat for the dead person, and then if you have the time, or you're close to that side of the masjid, you walk him to the graveyard and you put him in. But here in America, where the Muslims, our numbers aren't as big, and we don't feel death as much as I felt it there, because when the kuffar die, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there's no hope for mercy. But when the believer dies, and it's rare, it makes you reflect and to think about this time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to have the body right in front of us. And inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, if it's on the sunnah, it won't be in a box. It'll be in his white cloth, right there in front of everybody. And when you see someone and you just try to imagine that if you're leading the salat and the man is right there in a white cloth wrapped around him and you still see the shape of his body almost, death becomes real. And if we're among the people to help put him in the grave, and I did this one time when I was in Medina, as I was close, and the brother said, help me. And it was my first time, you know, touching him, and it was just ice cold, heavy. And we were just placing him in the grave. And it was just so small. You can't imagine, like, it's going to be uncomfortable or something. But if we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do good deeds while we're living, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make our grave a place of enjoyment. And is going to make the grave wide and spacious for us. And if we disbelieve in Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala and we disobey Him, then that grave is going to be real tight. And it's going to be a place of misery. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us right now. And all of these reminders, I just wanted to remind myself again that maybe it's me next. And if it is, am I ready to be the next one? And are any one of us, are we ready to be the next one? Alhamdulillah, Allah has guided us to Islam, and we feel the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truthfulness of this deen. And all of us, inshallah ta'ala, we want to meet Allah as believers to get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way we feel when we know that we're living. If we know that it's over, do we feel just as confident to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do we feel that our deeds aren't up to par? And that our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't up to par? And definitely the believer, if he looks at his deen, he sees that there's more room for belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there's more room for obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This thing is very real. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam has said, and we'll make this the end of it, inshallah, as just the mentioning of this should be enough advice for us and should be enough to encourage us to purify ourselves, just to think of tomorrow might not be tomorrow for us. And that's the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجَمَانَ فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ مِنْ عَمِلِهِ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْمَأَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمْرَةٍ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, and you can imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just speaking to the believers. And when we listen to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he's speaking to the believers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write us down among the believers. There will not be anyone from among you except that his Lord will speak to him. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Resurrection, there won't be any translator or interpreter between him and his Lord. One-on-one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and your Lord tabarak wa ta'ala on the Day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam said, he'll look to his right. And all he will see are the deeds that he put forth during his life. And then he will look to the left of himself, and all he'll see is the deeds that he put forth. And then he'll look back in front of him, and all he'll see is the hellfire right in front of his face. So I command you to fear the hellfire. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is commanding, I command you to fear the fire. And this is a warning to us from the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, I command you to fear the fire. That fire is real. As real as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it to us. And that death is real. And we might be among those people of the fire if we don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Him. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is warning us to fear the fire. Even if it's only giving a piece of date in charity. Even if it's only giving a piece of date in charity. And here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraging us for that day when we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after our death, and that all we'll see is our deeds. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraging us to do good deeds. Fear by only giving a piece of date in charity. There's no deed too small, too good to benefit you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. So hurry to do those good deeds. And this book of Riyadh al-Saliheen, if we look at it from the beginning, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he's teaching us the good deeds. And then at the end of the book where we're at now, he's teaching us the bad deeds to stay away from it. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Visiting the sick. Sincerity. Truthfulness. Keeping your promise. Being upright. Following the Quran and the Sunnah. Establishing the Salah, making your Sunnah Salah, fasting the month of Ramadan, fasting the other days of the month, making Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other deeds that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam prescribed for us, shaking the hands of the believers, smiling to the believers, giving the salams for the believers. No good deed is too small for us not to take advantage of. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is commanding us to fear the fire, even if you only give a piece of date in charity. No matter how small that good deed is, do it to save yourselves from the fire. And many of the good deeds are simple statements on our tongues. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله after we make wudu. And whoever says this can enter any of the eight doors of Jannah that he likes, just for one little statement. Let's not overlook that statement. Let's not underestimate making wudu. As the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام has prescribed for us, not only at the time of salah to make a wudu, but every time you break wudu, to make wudu. Every time you break a wudu, to make a wudu. And we know that this is what had earned Bilal ibn Rabah, radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-Jannah. Because every time he made a wudu, every time he broke his wudu, he made a wudu. And every time he made a wudu, he made two raka'ahs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever doesn't find that, meaning you can't even give a little piece of a date in charity, you can't give that, you don't even have that to give, then say a good word. And which one from among us doesn't even have a good word for the believers? Salamu alaykum akhi, how are you doing? Assalamu alaikum, akhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and show mercy on you and forgive you and accept your repentance and make you from among the people of Jannah. Is it too hard for us to even say that? To fear the fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the disobedient, for the disbelievers in Him? I hope that tonight, inshaAllah ta'ala, that we remember this word, death, and to know that none of us are above dying, and that none of us have death in our hands, that we die when we want to, and none of us know when our time is. And we know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses, healthy people can die. Children can die. Everyone can die. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if He takes our souls, that He takes them and we're Muslim. And that He shows His mercy on us. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.